Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Mitch Wortley with VPR News. Many states are reporting a surge in fraudulent unemployment claims. Vermont Labor Commissioner Michael Harrington says rates in Vermont are relatively low, but they are rising. He says the most common are fraudulent claims Vermonters are making on their own behalf to bilk the system. More troubling, he says, are identity thefts, where claims are made on someone's behalf without their knowledge.
Most of these are being filed by out-of-country individuals. And so it becomes a much more complex process because it's not someone down the road on their computer who got a piece of data and filed on someone else's behalf. These are part of a large crime syndicate of some kind that are perpetrating these crimes across the country.
Harrington says the state has seen more than 225 cases like that, all of which are passed on to the state police. Drive-in movies are making a comeback in Rutland starting tonight with a showing of the film Grease. Eric Millette, interim executive director of the Paramount Theater, says because COVID-19 has made indoor entertainment impossible, they've erected a 600-square-foot outdoor screen at the state fairgrounds. He says they will show movies each weekend.
I think it solves a problem that we all have right now, and that is, boy, I've gardened, I've raked, I've painted that spare bedroom, I've painted the other spare bedroom. I need something to do. This helps people have something to look forward to at a time when there hasn't been a whole lot to look forward to.
Tickets are $25 per car and go on sale 2 weeks before each movie. The drive-in can accommodate 60 cars. Millette says so far they have sold out in minutes. A bill allowing the Vermont Secretary of State to expand mail-in voting for the November general election was allowed by Governor Phil Scott to become law without his signature on Thursday. In a letter to the legislature, Governor Scott said he has stated publicly he would not stand in the way of the law that removes him from the decision-making process of whether to expand mail-in voting. Scott also pointed to what he called a technical flaw in the law that he hopes the legislature will correct in August when they reconvene. Eye in the sky for today, mostly cloudy, a few localized passing showers from the Adirondacks and north of Route 2, then breaks of afternoon sun from the northern Green Mountains west to the Adirondacks and north into Quebec. More numerous afternoon showers or thunderstorms south today, not quite as warm, turning less humid north later in the day, highs mid-70s to low 80s from north to south. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wortlieb.